Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, we do it each and every week, and we got to talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Hawks coming off of a long West Coast road trip. Steve Coonan joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you enjoying this snow day, Steve?
It's a unique day in the sense that it doesn't seem to be affecting anybody at the NBA in New York. So we've been in meetings most of the day. We have a game planned for tomorrow, and it, you know, takes a lot of preparation on a day like today because we want to make sure our fans, our players, our everyone is safe. So it's been a lot of phone conversations today.
So is that like a virtual meeting, like a Zoom? You're wearing like a blazer and pajamas underneath?
I don't wear a blazer, just pajama bottoms, basically. Get the picture.
I hear you. Let's talk about this road trip. And first of all, I mean, we get out of L.A. right as these fires take place. I mean, you played the Lakers and the Clippers, and then, you know, all this stuff happens. Our hearts go out. I know the NBA, Steve, and I want you to address this, is doing a lot or as much as they can at this point to try to help the folks there with all these fires out there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a tragedy like unlike something I've ever seen before. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people connected to the NBA, connected to the entertainment business that we know, have literally lost everything. And so the game gets very small when you're dealing with real life events like this. So, yeah, we were fortunate that we got out of there, and then this terrible tragedy has happened.
It's interesting, Carl, we're just talking about with Steve what's going on out there. I just saw from a Falcons special teamer, Avery Williams. He posted about 20 hours ago, the house he grew up in is gone. My family completely safe. It'll be fine, he says. But if you donate, I know there's a number of ways you can do it. Fox Sports has got a couple of things you can link to with the Red Cross. But either way, yeah, I think everybody out here right now could at least send a few bucks out that way and help with those people as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with an inconvenience of weather. They're dealing with a life-changing tragedy. And whatever we can do, from Atlanta to help them, I think is not only appropriate but necessary. We're certainly doing that.
We struggled on the road trip. I know we've been dealing with a lot of injuries, but, how did you feel about the things that we saw from Trae Young? Another 20-point, 20-assist game. Steve, I think he's playing his best basketball, and, we're pushing the fact that, go vote for him for the All-Star game. Just curious to know what you think about what's going on with him.
Well, I think he's playing great. And when Jaylen's out, who's arguably, our second best player, then it puts an even bigger burden on Trae. So, he was certainly able to deliver, and our bench played really, really well. I mean, we just kind of ran out of gas against Phoenix. I was hoping we would have come home with a split, but considering what we were up against, we're still in the mix, and I think that's all you want as we approach the halfway mark, that we're competitive against any team. We've proven that. And when we're healthy, we're something to, something to enjoy. And I think we played really well. We just got to be healthy. We just don't have the pieces where you can lose something as big as Jaylen and, make it up easily. So,
and it's
a lot of teams are doing that.
Right. We were tied for 6th, Carl, in the Eastern Conference, and with that loss, all of a sudden, next we're 500. We're down to the 9 spot. So, the good news is everybody's closely bunched up in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, we're 2 games out of 5.
Yeah. Right. Jaylen Johnson, you just can't replace him right now. And I think that, Trae, the other night, Steve, the brand of Trae, we were talking so much about it. These are the moments which gets Trae back on the spotlight, gets more about the juice for the All-Star game and eventually the Olympics, things like what he did the other night.
What he did the other night was amazing. I mean, I'm watching the game, 3 seconds left. I kind of had my head hanging because, they tied the game, and it's like, oh boy, here we go, overtime on the road, 5th game of a 2-week road trip. And all of a sudden, I looked up and I saw all the players going nuts, and I had to wait to the replay to see what he did. And that wasn't, you know, a Hail Mary. That was a shot. You know, there's a difference when you throw a baseball style or football style, and you're praying it goes in. He lined it up, shot it, and it went. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Absolutely was. Did you, and I don't know, I'm asking, did you go to the Georgia game in New Orleans? Were you there for the Sugar Bowl?
I did not. We had a wedding that we attended. And why would I want to go to a Sugar Bowl when I can go to somebody, one of my wife's friend's weddings? I mean, come on. Are you crazy?
Ooh, poor planning.
You don't get that kind of opportunity all the time.
Yeah.
Versus watching your favorite, you know, college team play in one of your favorite towns. Why would I want to do that?
I know.
And all by right, the way, well, was the wedding, was, but here's the thing, Carl, was the wedding, was it before the, because some weddings are set out like 18 months in advance. Was this before the college football playoff came into being?
Not before the college football playoff, but before Georgia was seeded, yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Kind of had to go. Well, let's ask you.
Very
about,
selfish.
About
very
that.
Selfish.
Steve Kuhnen is a dog. Go Dogs. And he is obviously a very passionate fan. Obviously, the loss of Kirby's father, you know, caught everybody. I mean, that was certainly unexpected. Ooh. And we send out our best and our condolences to him and his family. But, you know, the game itself, I mean, you watch that game, and I just thought, Steve, it was like Mike and I were talking about, it was kind of indicative of the season, right? There were ups and downs. You know, we use the word, what, wobble, and you know, they were inconsistent right at times. That's how I felt about that game. And then, you know, they had their chances. But I do think moving forward, you saw what I think everybody was kind of looking for. And that's Gunnar Stockton. I do think they're going to be good next year.
I thought he was very good. You know, there was just no flow to these games. Even the Texas game, SEC championship game we won, there was no flow. Like last night's Notre Dame game was, I scored 10 points, you scored 10 points. You do this, I do that. Right. And there was excitement and flow. The Notre Dame game, 20 seconds, 17 points dictated the whole game. I can't remember seeing a Georgia game that was decided in an instant. And that was like decided in an instant. And you kind of knew once they came out and got those points that it was going to be very, very difficult. And we left a lot of red zone points. But I am optimistic for next year. We have great recruiting classes and, you know, huge condolences to the Smart family. What a terrible tragedy. This has not been a great year so far. We need to work on this year, gentlemen.
Yes, losing his dad, yeah.
Just his dad and the fires and, you know, all the kind of stuff, wedding, New Year's Eve. So, you know, not going great, but starting today, everything will turn up roses.
It's a promise from our man, Steve Kuhnen, right here on Dukes and Bell on the waitfor.com hotline. Steve, the thing is, you know, about like this playoff, we said it earlier, I'm not making excuses for Kirby because they just didn't have the playmakers at the wideout position. You just don't replace a guy like Brock Bowers, that's obvious. But to me, it's also like in the trenches, the offensive line, you know, they really were getting outmatched at times. Do you feel that, you know, hey, Carl, let's create some controversy on a Friday. Steve, what would you do with the offense? What about the offensive coordinator? You happy as a Georgia fan with what Bobo's been doing?
So let's talk about the national championship coming to Atlanta. I'm too old and experienced to take your bait, but I do applaud you for trying. You realize the entire world of college football, the first championship ends here in Atlanta. And so far we know Notre Dame's coming, one of the, you know, most heralded programs in history, and I'm really excited about it coming. We've got two big concerts next weekend that people should come down to, including Lil Wayne's coming to town with friends and Camila Cabello, and it's going to be rocking. And from what I understand, Notre Dame travels quite well and is looking to you know, I think the first time they've been in a championship in 20 plus years. And who do you guys think is the play tonight?
Carl and I were just talking about it. Right.
Yeah, I'm hoping Texas, but Ohio State's been playing so well. I mean, they just have. You got to recognize that. But yeah, listen, if it is Ohio State and Notre Dame, it's great for our city. If it's Texas, they are going to have. It's been since 05, right? I mean, that's the last time we won it. So you're going to have. You're going to have a ton of folks who make the trip, and either way, it is going to be great for our city. I do agree with you on that, Steve.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I think let's get the bad weather out of the way this weekend and then welcome the college football world to Atlanta, because it's going to be really, really special.
By the way, real quick, those concerts, I'm sorry, Mike, those concerts, are those a part of the college football activities?
Yeah, absolutely. They're the playoff playlist live. Thank you for asking. I forgot to say that. And we'd love Atlantans to come on down and have, you know, enjoy the fun, as hopefully we'll be back in the championship next year.
Nice. Hey, by the way, Steve is correct, though, Carl. You got to go back to 88. That's the last time, you know, they had a national championship. They have played for a championship. Remember, that was the famous Steve Brent Musburger game where he's like, oh, look at that quarterback. Look at that girlfriend. Oh, yeah. That was
Didn't
the
Bama
year.
Beat
that
him
was
like
the
by 50? All kidding aside, yes. I mean, I think Bama put up a 50 on him.
Yep, they lost the BCS championship game, and they've been to some semifinals under Coach Kelly, and you know. But I love it. I was telling Carl earlier, I don't know if they've got the horses for Texas or for Ohio State, but the Marcus Freeman story is a hell of a story for Notre Dame.
It's a great story, and my favorite thing of the day, Mike, is that you just turned Brent Musburger into a registered sex offender, which is not something that happens every day.
No, hold on, time out. Time out, Steve. I defended Brent. I'm just saying, for millennials and certain people that were learned a certain way from everything from school to HR and their company, that was just a guy having fun and appreciating beauty. It was turned into like a cardinal offense back in the day. I just thought it was entertaining, just for the record. Let the record
and
reflect.
And that Alabama quarterback and that wonderful cheerleader are still married today. That's true love.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right about that. Tomorrow's game, before we let you go, scheduled to play, correct?
Yes. It is scheduled to play, but obviously with the situation, we're asking everybody to, you know, check and look, and we'll be out there on social media. We'll be communicating exactly what's going on with it. The Rockets are in town. They arrived late last night. We got back from Phoenix around 4 in the morning. So everybody's in town, and we'll just see what happens. I mean, it truly pivots on tonight's weather.
No doubt. All right, Steve, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow. And obviously, we'll be talking more about the Hawks. That was the longest road trip, guys, out west. We're going to get some more home games now, and it'll start to hopefully feel a little bit better coming off that trip. Steve, thanks so much,
Carl,
man. Be careful.
If I can compliment you, you've done a really good job on the FanDuel TV pregame, halftime, and postgame show. I've been really, really impressed. So thank you for all your help making Hawks basketball entertaining and interesting. You've done a great job.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. We have fun, and we have fun with you every week. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, here on Dukes and Bell. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. Be well.